The 41st anniversary of the uprising and subsequent massacre at Attica Prison is coming up on September 13th. On the following evening, activists working to end what they describe as mass incarceration in the United States will host an event at the Riverside Church. The program will include recorded messages from imprisoned journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal, as well as an update on the proposal to close the Attica prison, presented by Sophia Elijah, head of the Correctional Association of New York. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the program with Suzanne Ross, a spokesperson for the International Concerned Family and Friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Of course, Mumia will be speaking on the prison industrial complex. Pam Africa will be speaking on why we've taken this on. Sophia Elijah will be speaking about Attica in particular. And then we will have a panel with Angela Davis, Michelle Alexander, Cornel West, Mark Lamont Hill, and Jazz Hayden. And, oh, I forgot, also Juan Mendez, the video from Juan Mendez will be shown. So after those three people speak, there will be this panel on the anti-mass incarceration movement, where is it at, where is it going, and that's the key part. That's the main purpose of the evening, of course, is to build on that and move ahead.
I see. And I see that there's a focus also on political prisoners.
We always ask for the release of Mumia and all political prisoners. That's been our campaign for years, and so any program we do, we mention that as well. But the main focus is not going to be political prisoners. There will be some reference to them, and as I say, Mumia will be participating, but we are talking about building a larger movement now that affects all prisoners and all families affected by prisoners, which includes millions of people in the United States today.
And you mentioned the proposal to close Attica. Could you maybe flesh out for us what's behind that?
Sophia Lodge will be presenting the information, the reality of Attica and what it's been about. We will be collecting a letter, we drafting a letter calling for the closing of the prison, which we will ask for. It's not only everybody who is attending to sign, but we will have it online as well and ask people to sign that letter. And within a few weeks after the event, we plan to bring those letters to Governor Cuomo. We're not just going to have an event and leave it at that. And there will also be some attempt to deal with the case of Jazz Hayden, which by now you may have heard about and your listeners certainly have.
In terms of the movement to end mass incarceration, what can you tell us is the picture here in New York and across the country?
First of all, the United States has one quarter of the world's prisoners in its prisons, way disproportionate to the population of the United States in the world. There are over about 2.5 million people in prison, and the population has grown eightfold since 1971, since the 70s. In addition to that, we have continue to have 3,000 people on death row. Approximately 80,000 people, and I repeat, 80,000 people in isolation units, solitary confinement, which is another demand of the evening to close down the solitary confinement units. That is something that is not widely known, and it's beginning to be known, and the Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, has really had a lot to do with people learning about this, and also the movement, of course. So the overall situation in the United States, Mumia used to sign off on his messages. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal from death row. He now signs off. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal from Prison Nation. And that says a lot about what this nation has become. And, of course, Michelle Alexander's book, which is phenomenal, and if anyone still has not read it in the listenership of BAI, I strongly urge that you read it because her analysis is brilliant. Her fighting now for ending this system is very powerful, and lots of people have been calling saying, is she really going to be there at Riverside Church? People really want to hear her because she's made such an impression. So, yes, she will be there. She'll be there at 5 o'clock to sign books. After the program is over, there will not be a chance to get book signed because it'll be ending very late and Riverside closes at that time. So if you really want to meet these people, see them, get the book signed, come at 5 o'clock. Check our hotline, 212-330-8029 for how to buy tickets. You should be buying tickets now. We have no idea how long tickets will last, but you definitely should be buying tickets now. The hotline will tell you how to do that, as will our website, which is freemumia.com, www.freemumia.com. That tells you exactly how to buy tickets either online or at the Riverside Church box office.
Suzanne Ross is speaking for the International Concerned Family and Friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal. She spoke at WBAI's Jose Santiago. And again, that program on the movement to end mass incarceration in the United States takes place on Friday, September 14th at New York's Riverside Church.